Hello, everybody. I'm George from Ireland. Well, happy Independence Day to all Ukrainians. 24th of August, remembering the day that Ukraine issued its Declaration of Independence. And there was a post factum referendum on the 1st of December that year. So the Verkhovna Rada, as in like Supreme Council, that's the Parliament of Ukraine, had issued its Declaration of State Sovereignty of Ukraine, which I think was on the 16th of July 1990, still part of the Soviet Union. So the Ukrainian wasn't saying we're breaking away from the Soviet Union, but that we have the right to do so, the right to remain in the Soviet Union or to leave it. Because theoretically, Soviet republics had a wide degree of autonomy, not quite going so far as the right to secede. But anyway, in practice, they didn't. That's why in the 1930s, the Ukrainian language was severely suppressed, not actually forbidden, but had no role in education, wasn't published, wasn't performed in the theatre, on the radio. There's no TV back then. So that's when Ukraine resumed its sovereign independence. It was in the wake of the August coup, the failed attempt by the communist reactionaries to preserve totalitarianism. Remember Glasnost in the late 1980s? Mikhail Sergeyevich Gorbachev, the first secretary of the Communist Party of the Soviet Union, effectively the supremo, he's the one who loosened the restrictions, who lifted the ban on other political parties, it was a one-party state till then, who released the political prisoners, who closed the slave labor camps, and so forth. And nationalist activity was allowed. And that's why the last in, first out, the Baltic republics, Latvia, Lithuania, Estonia, who had been only conquered by the Soviet Union in 1940 in collusion with the Third Reich, they proclaimed their independence. It had been a crime to even suggest peacefully campaigning for independence. It was so-called extreme. Just as it's extreme in the Russian Federation now, it's that you're an extremist if you want autonomy far be or even independence for any of the ethnic minority homelands, for the Buryats, the Bashkirs, the Tatars, the whoever, the Yakuts and so forth, some of those, like 180 ethnic groups within the Russian Federation. So anyway, that's why they all held hands across the Baltic Republics. Methinks it was the 23rd of August 1989, the 50th anniversary of the Soviet Union signing that pact with Germany to give the green light for the Third Reich to invade Poland from the west, whilst the Soviets would invade it from the east and split Poland between them. So to erase Poland as a Ukrainian national identity was erased. Now, not everybody in Ukraine wanted Ukrainian independence. There were people who were ethnically Russian. There were people who were ethnically Ukrainian. They didn't want it. They've been brought up to think this was a terrible thing and that the Soviet Union was the most magnificent and humane state in the world. And it's very, very difficult, even for a highly intelligent and wise person, to resist that 360-degree propaganda constantly bombarded at you through posters on the wall, in a classroom, in a hospital, in a railway waiting station, in a cafe, in a restaurant, in a shop, on the street, billboards, on radio, on television, in newspapers, in textbooks, in all books, and so on, in meetings, in public orations, and so forth. So very, very difficult to get out of that mindset, but they did. And of course, any Ukrainian wanted independence was labeled a Nazi and so forth. And so there's always a Ukrainian government in exile, even into the 1990s. They're finally able to come back. And it is true that some of the Ukrainian separatists had collaborated with the Third Reich, but so had the Soviet government. So how if it delegitimizes Ukrainian independence, it delegitimizes the Soviet Union and so forth. Does that mean India can't be independent because some Indian nationalists cooperated with the Third Reich? And so on. Okay. So that's it. Well, I'm very glad that Ukraine, they got what they want. I mean, I wouldn't be opposed to the Soviet Union continuing to exist if it was a free association of peoples. And so I remember at the time, I was a little boy, people saying, well, okay, communism is gone as a social and political system, but the Soviet Union will remain united. Maybe the Baltics will go, or someone like Azerbaijan, which is very different. But certainly Russia, Ukraine, and Belarus, they will stay together, probably Kazakhstan as well. And don't forget, hello there, planetary citizen, Nursultan Nazarbayev, then first secretary of the Communist Party of the Kazakh Soviet Socialist Republic. In 1989, he famously gave a speech denouncing the idea of Kazakh independence, which he then brought about. So it's a public holiday, but it's not as popular as some. It has become more popular in time. Okay, so that's why they have to defend their homeland the day before is Flag Day, with it meant to be the that cerulean sky above the golden fields of corn and so forth. So Ukraine is only just sort of first finding its steps in the 1990s. Russia was working on the Ukrainian, especially in the east and the south along the Black Sea coast, and so forth. It's celebrated by Ukrainian diaspora communities all around the world. And in Richmond upon Thames in London, there was some sort of party in the park for it. I wish I could attend one of these Ukrainian things. So Ukraine has the right to independence. If they'd wanted to stay united with Russia, fine. But they don't. But very, very few of them do. Now, they had rejected a referendum earlier on. Okay, a second referendum was held. So Ukraine is a sovereign nation by any definition. Even Russia recognized Ukraine as a sovereign nation. So Ukraine's got a seat at the United Nations. Now, that's it. And they have some commonality with Russia, and their language is a Slavonic language. It's actually closer to Polish than it is to Russian. But you know, a language doesn't make a nation, and a nation doesn't make a language. But if you've got a unique language, then that's a stronger case for independence. And all right, I know that Kiev was the birthplace of Russia, but you know, all things are changed. There's flux in everything. So nations are man-made. That people say nations are artificial. Well, they are. They're made by people. They're not natural. It's not like plants or animals or something like that, or islands as opposed to artificial islands. So nations change, borders change, languages change. That'd be static, and we don't have to go back to where it was before. Putin saying no, the Soviet Union borders was probably perfect in 1991, but then he said, well, actually, anywhere a Russian soldier's ever set his foot is Russian forever. That means Alaska. That means Poland. I mean, there were Russian troops as far west as Paris in 1814. Do they get that one as well? It's a very, very dangerous precedent he's attempting to set there, his ultra-aggressive policy. So I'm not remotely Russophobic. I'm Russian friends, but Russians I was very, very fond of. A lot admire about their culture, about music and dancing and cuisine and architecture and so forth. Just abominate this wicked Russian regime, which is bring it back towards the darkest days of Stalinism. So that's Ukraine. And I know Ukrainians are not particularly nationalistic, but come so. And there are even some Russophone Ukrainians, ethnically Russian or even or speak Russian as their first language, or can't even speak Ukrainian. They still want a Ukrainian independence because obviously Ukraine's become a democracy, which obviously Putin thinks is a deadly, dangerous regime. Russians say, well, why can't we have the same? Why can't we have fair elections, real elections? The oppositions can win and do win sometimes. Why can't we have independent courts? Why can't we have a free media? And then, you know, so Ukraine is not that far behind Russia economically before the war, considering they've got very little oil, very little gas, bit of coal, you know, some metals and so on. There's many, many disadvantages. They'd be a lot richer if they weren't constantly attacked and undermined by Russia. You see how well the Baltic states have done. So Slava Ukraine, Heroim Slava. Thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon. Donate to PayPal, georgecallan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.